For our scripture this morning, we invite your attention to Hebrews, the 9th chapter. We would like to begin reading with verse number 19. Hebrews chapter 9, beginning with the 19th verse. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, beginning with verse 19. And these words are recorded. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop, and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which God has enjoined unto you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with God, and without shedding of blood is no remission. Read for your hearing from Hebrews 9th chapter, verses 19 through 22. May the Lord continue to bless us through his holy word. This morning we just want to share with you from these verses of scripture dealing with Holy Communion. You see, when I was growing up and I attended the storefront church in our neighborhood, we would often hear the preacher quote from Psalm 107, verse 2, when it said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Then you would hear the saints say, "I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb." They would often sing songs that implied redemption by the blood of Jesus. "What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus." These are the songs about redemption that come through the blood of Christ, the Lamb of God. Well, redemption, what does the word really mean? Mm-hmm. Most often in the New Testament, it means to purchase something that has been lost and to do so by the payment of a ransom. It could also mean an act of making amends or in an act of paying off a debt. For disciples, it is the price that Jesus paid, excuse me, to return us to good standing with God the Father. Mm-hmm. You see, it was his life for our lives. We had a sin debt that we could never pay, but he paid it in full. Yes. So on every occasion during which we participate in a communion fellowship, we are seriously mindful of the grace and the love that has been shown to us through the shed blood of God's Son, Jesus the Christ. Amen. During our worship of communion, through the preaching and the reading and singing of the word and the drinking and eating of the sacraments, the overall cry should be redeemed. You see, this is our embrace of the Holy Communion. Jesus told his disciples that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Throughout the book of Hebrews, the writer gives examples of Jesus being the fulfillment of the law by contrasting passages of the Old and New Testaments. This passage is an example of the Old and New Testament in dialogue. In it, the writer makes clear that Christ came as the greatest high priest, embodying the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands. Unlike the sacrifices spoken of in the Old Testament, which required that the people bring the blood of goats and calves for yearly sacrifice, Christ did a new thing by submitting his own blood for the sacrifice. His blood allowed him to enter into the most holy place once and for all, obtaining eternal redemption for all of humanity. His blood allowed us to enter the very presence of God because we have been redeemed and reconciled to the Father. You see, blood has always been a part of God's covenant with his people. In the Old Testament, animals were sacrificed as Israel sought to keep its covenant with God. The blood of bulls and goats sacrificed were believed to be powerful enough to purify and cleanse. The author of Hebrews acknowledges that the animal sacrifice served as a covering at the time. However, he makes plain that the sacrifice of Christ was superior to that of the animals. The animal sacrifice was a covering, and this needed to be done year after year. But the sacrifice of Christ was without sin, and no additional sacrifice is ever needed for the Father. What Christ did was enough for all of eternity. His payment is sufficient and eternal, and it ushers in a new covenant for each of us. See, by dying, Christ opened the way for a new relationship between God and humanity. We're no longer bound, but we are free to live as creatures transformed by Christ. He does not hold our past against us, but he frees us to live for him in the present, regardless of who we are or what we have done. Because he died, we have the inheritance of redemption and so much more. And each time we stand in remembrance of his actions on our behalf, we ought to be grateful. We ought to be humble. We are encouraged by such a great love and his great sacrifice. During each communion fellowship, we drink that which represents his blood, and we eat that bread that represents his body. And in solidarity with him, through the compassion, we show strangers and the least of these through acts of justice for those without an advocate, through love for all, because this is how the world will know that we are his disciples. Yes. Christ has come to do new things in and through us. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus. Unlike the world and society, God does not hold a sin record against us. As far as the east is from the west, our sins have been cast away. We are redeemed. In the words of a song, Jesus dropped the charges. A case dismissed. Saved by grace. That's why we gather here at Shiloh each first Sunday of the month in memory of his sacrifice, his death on the cross, and being its redemptive nature. Therefore, today we can put it very simply. There's just one of two places for your sin. Either your sin is on you or it's on Christ. If you have not accepted the sacrifice of Christ, if you are not trusting him as your redeemer, then there's nothing ahead of you but the judgment of the great white throne judgment. You see, no one who appears there is going to be saved. But everyone will be given a fair chance to present their works and discover that God was right all along. You see, my Jesus and your Jesus, he was broken and he spilled out for you as well as for me. His shed blood cleansed me as well as it cleansed you, if you will accept it. You don't need a doctoral degree. You don't need to have been in 18 universities. Don't need to have graduated from high school. Just in your heart, just confess your sins. Talk to the Lord. Believe that he is and that he's a rewarder that diligently will save you. It was because of the cross, his suffering there, his death, and he laid down his life and allowed them to place him in a borrowed tomb. But we praise God that the story did not end there. For early that Sunday morning, and you heard the story, you know that they came, the tomb was empty, because angels had already come and opened it up, and Jesus was up already. Got up for you, and got up for me, and gave us a right to the tree of life. Once again, his resurrection made it possible for us to have that choice and be able to come to the tree of life one more time. Amen. We celebrate. It ought not to be something out of habit. Should not be something that we do because grandma said we should. Should not be here because the church has it. But there should be a strong desire to eat and drink in remembrance of what God's Son did for each of us. We could not have been to that cross. We could not have suffered as he did. Our blood was tainted. His was sinless. And he sacrificed his life for you as well as for me. Don't make it just a habit. When you eat, when you drink, in your heart, in your mind, be focused on God the Father through his Son, Jesus the Christ. Don't worry about the person sitting next to you. That's between them and the Lord. Just be concerned about you. Cleanse yourself before you eat, before you drink. Ask the Father to wash you, so that you will not be found guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. The Eucharist, the Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, whichever name you put to it, it is our remembrance of his sacrifice his death, his burial, and resurrection just for us. May God bless you. May he keep you.